You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
You might call it an all-American story, and it came to a close for this season last night on Basic Cable.
It is hard taking care of four kids, emotionally and physically.
You're going out. You're done. You're done. Disqualified. Evicted from the family.
You're exhausted when you get home, and they want to jump all over you, and you got to give them all that love. And I'd like to give them the love 24/7, but because of the lifestyle we live, and we're both working parents, it's tough.
The voices there of Angela and Mike Jaffer, two of the stars and lives, and you hear the voices of their kids there in the background, profiled in the TLC show All American Muslim. It's a reality show documenting the lives of Muslim Americans in Dearborn, Michigan, the largest Muslim community in the United States. The final episode aired yesterday. It was a reality show TV idea whose time had come, but perhaps not for everyone. The show was a target almost immediately of a Christian group, the Florida Family Association, which pressured advertisers to drop the show. Some did, particularly Lowe's, the big home improvement retailer. And the controversy was something we followed right here on this program.
Hi, this is Robert from Miami. Regarding the Muslim TV show, ignorance always has unintended consequences. These people are trying to stop people from advertising on this Muslim show, but the result has been that now more people know about the show.
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm a Christian, so I will be shopping at Lowell's.
Of course, it was Lowe's, not Lowell's. The TLC network says a decision has not been made on whether there will be a second season of All American Muslim. But here to talk about the consequences of this boycott and of being in a reality show is Mike Jaffer with us this morning. You heard his voice in that clip a moment ago. And his wife, Angela, also with us on the line from Dearborn, Michigan. Mike and Angela, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So why don't you just explain what being on this show taught you about being an American. Mike, why don't you begin?
Well, you know, I've learned that there's many good people in this country, mm-hmm. in this world. I've always been a firm believer of that, and it's been solidified after the show, because the reviews and the emails and the messages that I have received, being a public servant, folks were able to get a hold of me via email.
As a public servant, describe what you're talking about.
The deputy chief of the sheriff's office.
That's right.
And the messages were absolutely humbling. So I have a different take on the squeaky minority. I'm with the silent majority. There's many more good people in this world. That's what I've learned from this show.
Angela Jaffer, how emotional was this experience for you? Just bringing cameras into your life must create a certain kind of vulnerability. But then there was the controversy as well. Angela?
The vulnerability of bringing cameras into your life when having small children is of course, you never know how things are going to go during the day. So that part was always exciting and a bit nerve-wracking at times. As far as the controversy, I agree with Mike. Mike and I feel that, you know, I think sometimes controversy gets a lot more attention than it deserves. And what proved that is the majority of the overwhelming response with the support was very overwhelming.
Is that to say, though, and put me at your dinner table, if you could, Angela and Mike, is that to say that to be a Muslim in America today, you have to expect a squeaky minority to make some noise somewhere, somehow, Mike? Because if that's the case, I'm saddened by that.
You know, there's a squeaky minority in all aspects of life. Unfortunately, this is one of them. I wouldn't say necessarily strictly this subject, but it's just the life we live, and it's the consequences we have to deal with. But I have the attitude where I'm going to roll with the punches and keep on rolling. I'm not going to allow that to, stop me in any way.
Angela, did you ever get the feeling that, you know, enough is enough? Maybe this was a mistake?
Absolutely not. Actually, as the controversy brewed, the more, hindsight being 2020, the more I realized how needed this message was. However, I have to say that I've never, ever in my life of being born and raised in America ever felt like a second-class citizen.
Well, that's great to hear. Angela and Mike Jaffer are two of the people profiled in the TLC show All American Muslim, which came to an end last night. You know, do you think there should be a second season? I mean, let's evaluate the show not in terms of the controversy, but just in terms of seeing yourselves. How well did the producers do in presenting the lives of you and your community, Angela?
I think the producers did an outstanding job in representing our lives. I think the aspect of reality and the ordinary day-to-day lives and day-to-day struggles that they portrayed in the show was spot on. And I think the non-sensationalism of the show was the point of how ordinary and, you know, down-to-earth all these families are.
Now, Mike, you, as a deputy sheriff, have to be concerned about such things. Did you ever ask TLC about the ratings? Did you follow that at all? Did you get a sense of how well the show was doing?
You know, I kept up with the articles in reference to the show, and obviously in the beginning it was a major hit. The first show was like a 12-month record for the network, so I kept up with it. Then I noticed from reading the New York Times and the papers that it was steady. So, you know, in reference to that's, you know, as much as I kept up with.
You didn't get an agent during this.
We weren't looking for an agent. At least my wife and I, we made that very clear. We were in it for the right reasons.
Finally, before we go, how did the community of Dearborn respond to the profiles of you, your family, and some of the others in the program? All of a sudden, you are kind of a little bigger than life than maybe some of your neighbors, Mike.
You know, I'll speak on behalf of my family. I've got nothing but great reviews, as I would be in different community functions with my job and personal on the football field, etc. The community was very supportive of my family, and I can only speak on behalf of my family. But, you know, overall, it was positive.
Well, it was a real milestone for both you and the community of Dearborn. Mike Jafer and Angela Jafer, good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Mike and Angela, Mike and Angela's family were profiled on TLC's All-American Muslim program. We leave you with a clip from the final episode from last night.
I went to pilgrimage. The first time I ever saw the Kaaba, I'm sitting there looking at it. And I remember standing on the steps, and everybody's sitting there, and they're praying, and everybody's praying for, you know, health and family. And you know, I prayed for health, family, but somebody walked up to me at a certain time, and I said, "Don't even want to know what I'm praying for." He goes, "What?" I go, "For the Steelers to go to the Super Bowl." There's my American. That's American Muslim.
Football and the Kaaba.
Well, Allah couldn't help the Steelers this weekend, but that's a great clip from All American Muslim, which ended last night.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.